We are wrapping up the work week with a fine Friday across eastern New York and western New England. The sky is a blend of clouds and sunshine this afternoon, and we've seen a number of clouds bubble up, especially over the higher elevations. And we're also looking at actually a milky appearance to the sky, but that's not due to clouds, that's due to smoke. We have some wildfires that are burning over the border in Canada, and some of that smoke has worked its way down into our region, so that's why we're not seeing that nice deep blue sky across much of our area today, but instead the sky does have that milky appearance. Temperatures are on the mild side, and as we move into tonight, we will keep things fairly comfortable as temperatures fall back into the 40s to near 50 degrees. Some 30s are possible in the Adirondacks. We'll have mainly clear to partly cloudy skies through the night. Then as we work into the day tomorrow, we'll be watching a storm system work its way off the east coast and track to the northeast. Odds are good the storm will come close enough to bring rain to at least some of our area, primarily from the capital region on south late tomorrow into tomorrow night. That means the brightest weather tomorrow is across the north country, where we're looking at sunshine fading behind increasing clouds. That's where it will be mildest as well, as temperatures across the north come up into the 70s tomorrow afternoon. Farther south, it will turn cloudier more quickly, so in and around the capital region, we'll see it turn cloudy and it'll be a little bit cooler, with temperatures running mainly in the 60s. A few showers may reach the capital region late tomorrow afternoon. Farther south, it's cloudier and cooler, with temperatures in the lower to mid-60s. Rain chances will increase through the day, and there's at least a pretty good shot of showers, maybe even a period of rain late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. And as that storm tracks south of Long Island tomorrow night, there is that chance for some rain, primarily from the capital region on south and east. The storm moves away by Sunday, and then we'll have an upper-level low park over our area through the first half of next week, so that will bring us the chance for some showers, mainly during the afternoon and early evening hours on Sunday, on Monday, probably even into Tuesday, and there are indications that it will warm up quite nicely as we move through the second half of next week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear, low in the 40s to around 50, some 30s in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds and mild, with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, partly cloudy, low in the 40s to around 50, some 30s in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy, a chance of afternoon showers, mainly south of I-90, high 64 to 72. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy, a chance of afternoon rain, with highs in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 45 to 50. And for tomorrow, becoming cloudy, a chance of afternoon showers, with highs in the 60s. Region-wide on Sunday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers mainly during the afternoon, with highs in the 60s. On Monday, partly sunny with a chance of passing showers and highs in the 60s and 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.